to hit. We are Power. Catch the Power Breakfast. Power Breakfast. Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not a Monday.
With Shekinah and Fortress.
Good morning.
Queens of Breakfast.
The Power FM News. Brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
UPND confirms responsibility of thuggery attack on PF Secretariat. Government underscores the urgent need to strengthen Zambia's hydropower resilience amid changing climate conditions. In international news, vice principal killed as armed men kidnapped 25 students in Nigeria's Kebbi area. In sports news, Morocco dominates final shortlist for CAF 2025 awards.
And now, the Power FM News.
UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Liswaniso has confirmed that the ruling party was responsible of the thuggery attack on PF Secretariat, emphasizing that group of youths who stormed the former ruling party over the weekend were members of his party. Mr. Liswaniso says his own inquiries revealed that the youths were seen wearing UPND regalia came from Kanyama after attending a meeting in Chinika before launching their own unauthorized roadshow that ended in violence. He dismissed attempts to link senior officials, including Lusaka Deputy Mayor Keti Nyanyangwe, to the incident, saying her mobilization activities had nothing to do with the attackers. Mr. Liswaniso warned that the UPND will not tolerate cadreism or political violence, stressing that such behavior threatens democracy and could cost the ruling party public support. He added that he spent the day of the incident calling the witnesses to verify what happened and said that when someone is identified as a ringleader in such acts, they are removed from the party. The violent raid captured on video left PF members beaten and property destroyed.
Few of the youth from Kanyama wearing UPND regalia. My investigation, they are part of UPND, they are my youth. I'm not going to say no. There is nothing to know. Then the hazard crackers at PF Secretariat. Do we condone that? Others no.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikote underscored the urgent need to strengthen Zambia's hydropower resilience amid changing climate conditions. Speaking within Livingston at the 35th Africa Hydro Symposium, Mr. Chikote said unpredictable water levels caused by the droughts and floods continue to challenge hydropower generation across the country. Speaking through the Director of Energy at the Ministry of Energy, Mafayo Ziva, Mr. Chikote noted that Zambia's 8th National Development Plan prioritizes climate resilience and sustainable water and energy resource management. Mr. Chikote further noted that ongoing energy sector reforms, including the adoption of an open access policy that allows third-party power producers to use the national transmission network and sell directly to willing buyers, shifting away from the single buyer model previously dominated by ZESCO.
Our rivers connect nations, and so must our efforts to manage them. We therefore value the partnership between Africa and the global community, including our friends from the region and beyond, who have supported Africa's hydropower and renewable energy development through technology transfer, research, collaboration, and investment. As we look to the future, indeed let us strengthen these partnerships on the basis of mutual respect, shared learning, and sustainable development, ensuring that no country is left behind in the pursuit of energy security and climate resilience.
And still within the same story, ZESCO Limited Managing Director Justin Longo has called for the increased innovation and sustainability in Africa's hydropower sector at the same symposium. Engineer Longo stressed the need for climate-smart, data-driven and digitally monitored hydropower systems alongside greater integration of solar and wind energy to ensure a reliable and balanced power supply across the continent. Engineer Longo was represented by Kafue Gorge Regional Training Center, KGRTC Board Chairperson Patricia Musia.
Across Africa, utilities are grappling with reduced rainfall,
declining river inflows, and unpredictable climate dynamics. These challenges threaten the backbone of our energy system, being hydropower. Without a fail to rethink, redesign, and reimagine hydropower management, the future demand climate smart hydropower system. Using data adaptive, data driven, and digitally monitored. At ZESCO, we are advancing initiatives that strengthen resilience and operational excellence. Working with capable regional training center and regional partners to train the next generation of engineers in climate resilient power systems.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested a senior employee at the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants over suspected theft of more than 2.2 million kwacha. According to the ACC, 40-year-old John Sokolo, who works as a management consultant at Zika and lives in Rockfield, Lusaka, has been charged with 40 counts of theft by a public servant. He's also facing one additional charge of possessing property believed to be proceeds of crime. The commission says the case stems from transactions carried out between January 2022 and August 2025, when Sokolo, within his capacity as a public officer, allegedly diverted over 2 million kwacha worth of funds belonging to Zika for personal use. The ACC further says the property he's accused of possessing is suspected to have been acquired using the stolen funds, in line with the forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act. Sokolo has been released on police bond, and officials say he's expected to appear in court soon to answer the charges. The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has welcomed Parliament's unanimous support of a motion to introduce optional access to lump sum retirement benefits under NAPSA. The motion was moved by Kanchiria Member of Parliament, Sunday Chanda, and adopted by the National Assembly on Wednesday, 12th November 2025. PROTUS Public Relations and International Affairs Representative Brian Wheeler says the unity shown by MPs demonstrates a strong commitment to national interest. Following the approval of the motion, the union is urging its members and all NAPSA contributors to begin planning for substantial investments that can secure their family's future once the lump sum option becomes available. PROTUS has also called for stronger collaboration between Parliament and trade unions, saying both institutions serve the same people and share a common goal of promoting national development.
The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia would like to sincerely commend the members of Parliament for rising above partisan politics to support this milestone reform. In a very special way, the union wishes to thank Honorable Sunday Chanda for being a long-time carrier of this assignment against all odds. His stamina and the energy to press on is remarkable. Now that the motion has been adopted and civil servants contributing to NAPSA will have access to lump sum retirement benefits, the union wishes to remind its members contributing to the scheme to start thinking about sustainable investment projects for their families. The union wishes to take this opportunity to appeal for enhanced collaboration between the members of Parliament and the trade unions in the country.
In international news, at least 25 students have been abducted from the Government Girls Comprehensive Secondary School in Nigeria's Maga town, Kebbi State, following an overnight attack by gunmen. The incident occurred in the early hours of Monday in Danko Wasagu local government area. Witnesses said the attacker stormed the school around midnight, killing the vice principal, Malam Hassan Makuku, who reportedly tried to shield the students. Police spokesperson CSP Nafiu Abubakar confirmed that 25 students were taken during the raid. He said security agencies had begun search and rescue efforts. Kebbi's chief press secretary Ahmed Idris said Deputy Governor Umar Tafida had been sent to the area to assess the situation on behalf of the governor Nasir Idris, who was out of state at the time. Residents described the scenes of fear and mourning.